This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Last month, September 10th, there was an incident at the Kinross Correctional Facility in the UP. It started with a peaceful demonstration by prisoners and ended with a fire, smashed windows, and other vandalism. 250 inmates were moved to higher security prisons. The spokesman for the Michigan Department of Corrections, Chris Gouts, calls it, and it says, you can call it an incident, you can call it vandalism, don't call it a riot.
This is not, by any stretch of the imagination, would be considered a riot. I mean, all the dictionaries on my shelf and the dictionaries on your shelf would draw the same conclusion. Mr. Webster is on my side on this case. It wasn't a riot. It was, though, a very serious situation.
The Union for Corrections Officers sees it differently. Tom Tlutke is with Michigan Corrections Organizations, the MCO.
It was a riot. To call it anything else is amazing. I hear terms being thrown out about the Webster's Dictionary, but MCO was at the prison. We saw tapes, live footage of what were several hundred inmates out of control, doing damage to the physical plant, not obeying the rules.
So we've heard from the department. We've heard from the guards. Today, Detroit Free Press published a piece that allows us to hear from the prisoners. Paul Egan wrote that story, and he joins us now. So the Department of Corrections agrees the prisoners were headed back to their housing units. Then something changed. Can you pick up the story from there?
Sure. They actually were in their housing units. They returned to their housing units. And the department had a plan, basically. They wanted to round up the instigators, about 50 people that they believed had organized this demonstration in the yard, which was a peaceful demonstration, but, you know, involved inmates refusing to go back to their units when told to. So the department was very concerned about it. And the plan that they came up with, because they felt that this was going to lead to some resistance, they evacuated all the non-custodial personnel. They brought in emergency response teams armed with shotguns and pepper guns from a number of nearby prisoners and even from the Lower Peninsula, over 100 of these armed people. And it was when they sent those emergency response teams into the housing units that some of the inmates began breaking sinks, smashing windows. There was actually a dryer thrown through a window, went into an office where they ransacked files, set some of those on fire. Significant amount of damage. We still haven't had a total damage estimate from the department.
So you were in contact with some prisoners. You talked to one. You had some letters from a couple. What are they saying sparked that outburst?
Well, the department says, and it's hard to really argue with this, that it's really hard to make the case that the inmates, some of the inmates might be making, that, you know, that in any way this damage could be justified by what the department did. And I think what we can get from what some of the inmates are saying is more of a question about tactics. Was there, the department wanted to round up these ringleaders. Was there a way they could have done it that was less confrontational, that perhaps would have resulted in less damage? And, you know, the department says nobody was injured, and that in itself shows that the operation was a success. But, you know, what I'm hearing from some of the inmates is kind of interesting, is that the inmates who had not participated in any of the demonstrations, and in some cases had to stand up to threats from other inmates who had been encouraging anyone who didn't want to get involved that they better get out in the yard. So those inmates that hadn't really done anything were basically treated the same as everybody else, or in some cases worse, because what you had was they moved into the prison unit by unit, zip cuffed everybody's wrists behind their hands, put them out in the yard, found the ones they wanted to take out, and those inmates that were being moved to other prisons were actually put into buses where they were, you know, they at least had a roof over their head. A number of inmates have said that they were left, you know, for several hours, raining off and on, cool temperatures, couldn't go to the bathroom. What I'm hearing from some of the inmates is that they felt that some of the people that weren't involved in the demonstration were treated in some ways worse than those that were.
So it sounds like nobody's happy in this thing. The prisoners who had the peaceful demonstration ended up vandalizing the place because these other types of guards came in. The Department of Corrections is not happy with the inmates because they destroyed things. The union's not happy with the Department of Corrections because of what they're calling it. And, of course, the inmates are not happy with the guards in the department because of the way they handle it toward the end. This is just pretty chaotic. Do we have any idea what led to what these grievances were? We know one of them was complaints about food. Is there anything else that's going on that we know of about the grievances?
The one at the top of the list this time was actually prison wages. And, I mean, some people might even be surprised to know that prisoners get paid for prison work, but they do get paid, but it's a very small amount of money, and there's a bit of a range, but you know, you can be talking less than a dollar a day to, you know, to $2 or $3 a day. And what some of the inmates are saying, and I haven't gone into depth on this issue of what they have to buy, but they say, you know, for example, the toothbrush that they get, they claim some that, you know, that they're not good enough, you can't get your teeth clean with it, so they have to buy a toothbrush, they have to buy deodorant, they have to buy other items through this kind of prison canteen service, which, you know, is going to be more costly than shopping at your local dollar store. So, you know, that they can never get enough money in to buy the stuff they need into their bank at the prison, and that they have to rely on family members. You know, also they don't like the food. They're trying to buy food to supplement their diets. They say that the quantity and quality is not enough to live on. So that was a big issue, apparently, wages for prison work. And also, there's a lot of lifers at this prison, even though they're considered low security. You have a lot of people serving life sentences for murder, and they had concerns about how they get access to a possible commutation of their sentences from the governor, which the department actually says is something that, you know, that already everyone has equal access to. There's no special waiting line or anything that's something really beyond their control. It's between the inmates and the governor.
I understand this is also part of a nationwide demonstration at all prisons, and this is the only one that had a problem.
Right. The day before, actually, was a nationwide protest was planned, and this related, a large part of that related to the wage issue. It was the anniversary of the Attica prison riots, and the idea was that prisoners were not going to show up for their prison jobs, and at least from what we're told by the department and to a certain extent from inmates and others, is that Kinross was the only prison in Michigan where the workers didn't show up for their jobs. And that in some ways, you know, ended up contributing to this whole disturbance because they didn't show up for their kitchen jobs. There were bag lunches made, you know, you don't get a hot meal then. And that carried over into breakfast on Saturday. There was another bag meal given rather than anything hot. And that, you know, there's been some suggestions that contributed to the demonstration Saturday morning where you had hundreds of inmates gathered in the yard at Kinross.
Paul, thanks very much for adding a few more facts to this story. Appreciate it. That's Paul Egan with the Detroit Free Press. We've been talking about the Kinross Correctional Facility and the incident that happened there last month. Thanks much.
Thanks, Lester.